This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with law enforcement officials in Arizona on Friday to discuss the challenges of fentanyl and other synthetic drugs. Speaking in Tucson, Blinken raised concerns about Chinese chemicals used to make the drugs that are being shipped to cartels in Mexico.
What we'd like to see now is public law enforcement action so that we see that people in China see that people are being prosecuted and convicted, and companies are really being put out of business.
Blinken says about 95% of the fentanyl that's coming into the United States is going through legal ports of entry at the southern border. The Biden administration says an estimated $35 million is on the way to help Arizona manage the influx of opioids. The Palestinian militant group Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Egypt today to discuss the latest proposal to end the war in Gaza. NPR's Lauren Frere reports after a number of failed attempts, international negotiators in Cairo say there are signs of a compromise.
Hamas says its delegation is going to Cairo to, quote, complete the talks with a positive spirit. On a trip to the region this past week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken blamed Hamas for delays in a deal. The impasse appears to hinge on whether a ceasefire would be temporary or permanent, and whether Israeli troops would fully withdraw from the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Cindy McCain, the American director of the UN World Food Program, says northern Gaza is now in full-blown famine. In an interview scheduled to air Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, she says a ceasefire and increased aid are essential to confront a humanitarian catastrophe for more than 2 million people in Gaza. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Donald Trump's former campaign press secretary took the stand on Friday. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports the jury in Trump's criminal hush money trial heard testimony from Hope Hicks.
Hicks described being the first campaign staffer in the fall of 2016 to learn of the Access Hollywood tape. Hicks said, Mr. Trump felt like this wasn't good, but it was two guys talking privately, locker room talk. But many top Republicans distanced themselves from Trump, and more women began to come forward with accusations against him. The Friday before Election Day, Hicks got another inquiry, this time from the Wall Street Journal, about the National Enquirer's payment to former Playboy model Karen McDougal. Hicks said she spoke to Trump, National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, and former Trump attorney Michael Cohen about it, and says Trump directed her to issue a statement denying the story is totally untrue. That contradicts what Pecker admitted to the jury just last week. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News. A flood watch is in effect for parts of Texas after a series of severe storms hit the state this week. The National Weather Service says more than 11 inches of rain fell within a 24-hour period in the Houston area. Videos on social media show cars submerged and people being rescued from rooftops. The Department of Education has sent a letter to school administrators addressing recent acts of anti-Semitism on college campuses. The letter comes amid pro-Palestinian demonstrations taking place at schools across the nation. NPR's Janet Ujung Lee reports it also comes a day after President Biden addressed the nation about the ongoing protests.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona sent out a letter to college and university presidents, addressing the, quote, sharp rise in anti-Semitism targeting Jewish students on some college campuses. He emphasizes the department's commitment to see through ongoing civil rights investigations. That's regarding complaints about anti-Semitism, as well as Islamophobia and other forms of discrimination under Title VI. Cardona's letter also points higher ed leaders to additional resources, training, and technical assistance to ensure student safety on campus. Janet Ujung Lee, NPR News.
Closing arguments got underway on Friday in the government's antitrust case against Google. The Justice Department says the tech giant's search engine is an illegal monopoly, supported by more than $20 billion spent each year to block out competition. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.